KFW Mobile. KO4CF Mobile.
For HX Mobile.
Now with your knee, you'll get up every morning at 5:30 and jump on the radio.
Up anyway. Unless it's been like the last week. I don't know what it is the last week. My alarm clocks actually woke me up. I'm not doing anything any different. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, less stress. Helen, I know I'd definitely sleep longer if I could. I say it ain't so, because I would.
I just hate for the sun to be up and me still be in the bed.
That's not happening, but the 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock thing is just, I don't know, man. It's just killed me the last week.
Heavy out here this morning.
In all these neighborhoods and stuff, it's just going to keep getting worse.
Right here at 8526, the guy came from the left lane on 85, crossed all the way over in front of me. Dang near missed the ramp to get on to 26.
All them houses and developments they're building out there on 290, 290 to 25 out through there above you, Ken. 290 is going to be an absolute nightmare to get up and down.
It's all paved, and then side day going to have to widen it, right?
Far when you think about it, I mean, some of these roads and places are not, they weren't designed for that much traffic. And you start putting all these neighborhoods in, and they're just having to go back and redo roads and these intersections and stuff like that because they're just not, they can't handle that much. You can't traffic engineer all that out of
it. Funny about 290 is, you remember they put that gas line through there, and people wouldn't sell them the right of way to come across their property, so they had to zigzag across the, or under the road. Well, now they're up there putting a water line in up above in the Dollar General area up there where but now you got all those housing developments going in there where they're going to have to take the right-of-ways. So, I mean, it's just crazy the way they're going about things and the money that's being wasted over it.
You got all these people moving in, then they're going to charge us more taxes because they got to do all that work. Because more people are moving in. They should just double the taxes on those people moving in. Keep ours the same. We didn't cause the problem.
But my property taxes doubled in Transylvania County this year. So, I mean, it was ridiculous what it went up.
To change my taxes, it should stay the same as when I bought it until I resell it.
To pay property taxes every year. I bought it, paid for it, now it ought to be done.
Nice. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting ready to turn in the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe. Have a good one, and hopefully we'll at you later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your phone.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day out there, and dodge those propane tanks this afternoon on the way home. KO4HK.
Have a good one. Watch out for people crossing that parking lot. JN4TFW.
Ed, lately, I hadn't heard him on the radio.
Last time I talked to him was on the radio one of the mornings, I guess it was last week.
Last week? I must have missed that.
By so fast, it may have been the week before that.
Last Saturday, and then he come in there after y'all cleared out yesterday. Been helping his grandson work on his BMW, wearing him out. Been laying in the bed.
Just wear you out. It's got 2 hours of work just taking stuff off to get to the part you want to get to.
It was just 2 hours on some of this stuff.
Guy at work was telling me his wife's got a Cherokee, a Jeep Cherokee or whatever, and said that he put regular oil in it, and then it just burns the regular oil. You got to have complete synthetic oil.
The other way around, synthetic oil burns easier. because the molecules are smaller in it.
Did the oil change, and it wasn't 4 weeks, and almost all the oil was gone. And then he got to reading about it, and said you had to put full synthetic in it.
There's something in there that's causing things to, I don't know what it is. Never heard that before. That's why I was trying to figure out what would cause conventional oil to burn like that and not synthetic.
Make it to where the regular person just can't work on them anymore.
Done that.
The old one that you can be able to work on, they want twice the price that it cost when it was brand new.
Yeah, and you can't get parts for them. It's getting harder to get parts for older vehicles.
A bicycle down the shoulder of 85. Yeah, that's a disaster.
I don't guess anybody told him that he's not supposed to be out there on a bicycle. He can't maintain 45 mile an hour. 45 mile an hour, you gonna get run over out there?
Keep on the right of me. Trying to pass me on a hill, knowing that it's lane that's fixing to run out.
What to say about it? Gale 4HJ. Big plans for the weekend?
You got too much plans. I think the granddaughters are coming over on Sunday. My son will come over on Sunday, but other than that, that's about it, I think. Mother's Day weekend, we're gonna run up North Carolina.
This is Mom.
Yeah.
Good trip.
Is your dogs though with me?
Well, I'm sure y'all figure it out. You bought that new Jeep for a reason, right?
Yeah, but it only gets half the mileage of my car.
Trying to rain over here. 25 coming in, traveler's rest.
Baby, it looked like it was clouding up. You know, when the I could see it, the skyline, that it looked like it was cloudy, but I didn't hear him say anything about rain.
Enough to annoy you on the windshield. It ain't really, I wouldn't call it raining, but I was like, did I run through something or what? Because, you know, first I didn't see it because it's so dark. And then something about a car hit my wind, lights hit the windshield. That's when I noticed it. I'm like, it's trying to rain out here.
The directions companies are going in, I figure I won't like to stay 3 more years on that. If I did, this thing will be about downhill by then.
Over there.
Direction that the company's going. I just can't see it lasting like that.
Well, I know we've been sold 3 times since I've been there, so that's part of the problem.
And I don't see us being sold. I mean, Warren Buffett owns us, so it must be profitable, but they're just all this DEI stuff and, you know, outsourcing a bunch of different stuff and everything that I just can't see it lasting.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Just sit back and watch the show.
It's hard to keep any long-term employees, and the older employees just get frustrated and just say, you know what, I'll let you have it.
I know when I started at Brownings LaFord there in Hendersonville in the late 90s, every employee had been there 20 years plus when I started. And by the time I left in 05, I was one of the longest term there, and I hadn't been there 10 years yet, because just turnover just started going crazy. And you just don't see it anymore, where people stay loyal to a company, but I can't blame them, because the company doesn't take care of them, it's not loyal to them.
Well, I made it here in the parking lot. I'm going to say 7-3. You enjoy your day. safe out there, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4 TFW.
7310, Ken. I'm trying to dodge this vehicle out here with no headlights on 25 in front of Furman. Be careful on KO4 HKX.